This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. We've had cloud cover throughout most of the day here in Galesburg, and that left a lot of us to wonder here if we'd even see that 92 or 93% of the eclipse today, but it turns out we did anyway, at least from our studios in downtown Galesburg here. I wanted to talk to somebody who is a little bit closer to totality, if you will, and I'm glad to talk with Steve Hexum of our station in Burlington, Iowa, KBUR. He made his way south, if you will, at least south close to Illinois, if you will, to take a look at the eclipse. First of all, Steve, thanks for talking to us. Where are you at right now?
Well, right now I'm at Edmund Babbler State Park, just southwest of St. Louis. We're about 20, 25 miles southwest of the main area of St. Louis. And there's about 2,000 or 3,000 people that were all gathered in this park. And we had some wispy clouds. There's a few clouds that I can see right now. But when the time came for the dramatic going into totality and coming out of totality, and we had 2 minutes and 2 seconds of pure, absolute totality, pure
wow.
darkness. And the stars came out, the planets came out. It was perhaps, I'd say, the most amazing sight, at least astronomically, that I would say I've ever seen. The crowd cheered. It sort of became almost eerie, as you can see the dust fall. And then all of a sudden, two minutes and 2 seconds later, the sun came back out again and everybody was cheering. But you could still, watching the whole hour and a half going into it and watching the moon taking a bigger and bigger chunk out of the sun, it was truly a memorable occasion, and it would not have been possible, frankly, had we not had nearly absolutely clear skies. And we had, during the actual most valuable or most important part of the entire experience, we had crystal clear skies right where the sun was. And I think that made it that much more spectacular.
We've been talking a lot about Carbondale perhaps being sort of ground zero, if you will, for this, given that NASA's there and whatnot. But it sounds like you were probably in the next best place, if not even a better place, to see this eclipse.
Well, one of the advantages I got by being here, we came down to St. Louis, and we were going to go down to Herculaneum or to Festus or Faustus, and we thought that might be the best place. But we discovered, you know, one of the things that I wanted to be able to do is make sure that I could upload video and upload some pictures. And by being in the St. Louis metropolitan area, the broadband is a whole lot better. Plus,
yeah.
You've got so many different places just to the south of St. Louis and to the west. And as you went west from St. Louis, you move more deeper and deeper into the zone of totality. So you had the best of both worlds. You had a metropolitan area, you had adequate broadband coverage, and you had lots of different places that you could go to watch this spectacular event. And that's, I think spectacular is an understatement, Will.
Yeah. Were you among any, I know you said there were a couple thousand people where you're at. Did you see anything in terms of like what we thought might happen with, you know, wildlife and things like that? They might get spooked into thinking it was nighttime or anything like that. Did you see any sort of that sort of activity?
No. You know, I never really saw any wildlife. I think the thing that was probably most amazing is that because we were in a state park, the sun, as it became smaller and smaller and then bigger and bigger, very slowly, I might add, you could see on the actual roadway, as it went through the trees, it looked like thousands of eclipses. Of these little eclipse viewers all igniting at the same time.
Wow.
That was probably the amazing thing. The other thing is, as the spectacular, you know, noticing of the, we actually got to see Mercury. We got to, and you never get to see Mercury.
Wow, right.
It's a total eclipse.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
Mercury, Mars, Venus, and then the stars around there. So everything just popped out, and it was all of a sudden like it turned it just turned dark. It was like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night all of a sudden for 2 minutes.
No doubt. You said that a lot of people were cheering and excited there. Did you get a chance to talk specifically to anybody around you?
Well, I talked to some people that were taking pictures and were actually doing some, trying to do some quality photography, and they were working for some newspapers in the St. Louis area.
Mm-hmm.
The general buzz was that this was something that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Now, it's supposed to come to an area south of St. Louis, a couple hundred miles south of St. Louis, in about 7 years.
Right.
And actually hit Carbondale. Carbondale gets the best of both. They'll get the next one in 7 years. But frankly, well, the real issue here is the weather. I mean, you can talk all you want about the weather, but you can't do anything about it. And you absolutely needed a clear sky. And this eclipse would not have been what it was if it had had cloud cover or, God forbid, rain. Because that's the thing. You don't know what's going to happen, but it was the eeriness of it, the darkness of it, the buzz of the crowd. The crowd buzz is sensational. I hope that listenable at least on Facebook and also on our website. But that was the thing that was most amazing to me, just watching the crowd just simply hush, just a hush, and then it was just sort of a buzz and then cheers. Pretty amazing.
All right. Steve Hexum near St. Louis from our station in Burlington, Iowa, KBUR. I know you were sharing and posting video and such to KBUR's Facebook page. We'll share that on WGIL's as well. Thank you so much for talking with us. If I didn't know any better, you almost sound like a kid in a candy store right now.
This truly is. This is as close to Christmas as you're going to get in August.
I'm glad.
And as close to being a kid again, you really do feel like a kid again.
There you go. Steve, thank you so much for taking some time for us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Will. Good luck.
All right. Again, Steve Hexum from KBUR in Burlington, Iowa, our sister station there here on Galesburg's Evening News. And again, we'll share Steve's videos on WGIL's Facebook page and on WGIL.com as well. Stay tuned. We will check sports next on WGIL as Galesburg's Evening News continues.